my breath and pronounce divine lotus feet, param puja, kaliva avatar, sarvadevi, sarvadevita swarupa, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. My pranams to each one of you, Sai brothers and sisters. I am most grateful to Bhagavan and to all of you to allow me to do this seva, standing in front of you, to share my thoughts with you on this most auspicious, most holy occasion when Bhagavan revealed his divinity to humanity as the Kali Yuga avatar. I am specially fortunate, as I understand this is the very first commemoration of the Sai Avatar Day in the Hong Kong Sai Center. Before I share my thoughts with you, please allow me to quote from Bhagavan's Divine Discourse on 23rd November 2003. The title of the discourse is, "The Lord of Puttaparthi will protect you." I will just read a few parts of that discourse. On 23rd of November 2003, it's 10 years ago, he said the vacation was over and we were returning to Uvarkonda. Ram Raju brought a pair of knickers and shirt for me as a parting gift. But I refused to accept them. In those days, wearing a collar pin was a fashion. So Ram Raju presented a gold collar pin to me with a prayer that I should remember him always. Wearing a collar pin was very common among the children from the rich families. That collar pin dropped on the way while I was proceeding to the school in Uvarkonda. It could not be found. I at once returned home and discarded the books. And in his own divine words, he says, "I declared, know that I am Sai in reality. Cast off your worldly relationships. Give up your efforts to restrain me. The worldly attachments can no longer bind me. None, however great he may be, can deter me," was the Telugu poem that he first sang. The excise inspector, Anjaneya Leyu, had great love for me, he says. Even the children of the inspector were highly devoted to me. When Anjaneya Leyu came to know about these happenings, he at once came to me in his car and he took me to his house. He went on questioning, "My dear, did your brother Seshamaraju or his sister-in-law scold you, or did they beat you? Why have you left home?" He says, "I sang a song. The link with the world has gone in the form of the pin. The link with the world has gone in the form of the pin. The pilgrimage to Hampi also occurred and served its purpose. Baba left home saying that Maya could not bind him any longer." He sang that in the Telugu song. I said, "The worldly attachment is like a small pin. All your attachments is like a small pin. which I gave up. Hence, I have left the house. I will no longer stay there. I did not enter the house of Anjaneyalu either. There was a big rock in front of his house. I sat there and did not speak to anybody. Everyone was stupefied beyond words to see the change that had taken place in me. In the evening, Sesha Maharaj, who was on his way back from school, tried to take me away with him. But I was firm in my decision not to go home. Then Anjaneyalu persuaded him, saying, "Do not compel Satya to go with you. Let him remain here for some time. I will bring him to you myself afterwards." He says, "I remained there for some time. Many people came to me and put all sorts of questions. Are you a ghost? Or are you a demon? Who are you?" I told them I was neither a ghost nor a demon. And then he spoke the divine words, "Know that I am Sai Baba in reality." They asked me, "How are we to believe you? You are Sai Baba. Can you prove your claim?" In fact, in those days, nobody had even heard the name of Sai Baba. I took some flowers in my hand and threw them on the floor. People were wonderstruck to see that the flowers arranged themselves as Sai Baba in the Telugu letters. Somebody brought a camera and took my photograph when I was sitting on the rock. There was a small stone in front of me. When the photograph was developed, the stone appeared in the form of Shirdi Sai Baba. Many copies were made of the photograph and distributed to all. That rock on which I sat that day is still there even today. Anjaneya, the state president of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Andhra Pradesh, has built a beautiful mandir with a spacious hall at that place. So, sisters and brothers, I just read a part from Bhagavan's divine message, and now I would like to share my thoughts with you on this topic of the avatar. When an avatar appears on earth, his mission is to reform the individual, to reconstruct the whole society, which is ruled by sensuous pleasures and passions. And the avatar comes to realign the human value system, which is trampled by greed and worldly temptations. He comes to restructure and reestablish dharma, to redefine the rituals, and to reinterpret the scriptures, and to ensure peace. Today, sisters and brothers, why have we collected here? What is the significance to each one of us to celebrate or to commemorate the Avatar Day? Are we commemorating his picture, or are we commemorating his form? Are we commemorating his words? What are we commemorating? We are commemorating the influence of the avatar on our own spiritual progress. If the avatar has taken birth and if we are associated with him, today is a day to celebrate our own progress, our own spiritual progress, how we have changed. So we have to thank Bhagawan for taking birth, and we have to thank Bhagawan for making each one of us to see him, to see his beautiful divine lotus feet, the holiest form, and to thank him to give us the ears to listen directly to his own divine words. I want to share three topics with you. The first is about his birth and mission. The second is about the power of the avatar. And the third is how that power transforms us. So, as in 1940, people asked him, how do you prove you are Sai Baba? Let us understand and let us prove to our own selves and let us accept whether or not he is the universal phenomenon. Some sister was singing the bhajan. You are Lord of the universe. You are Mother of the universe. You are Father of the universe. How do we define that phrase? So there are two aspects of his universality. The seen aspect and the unseen aspect, or the unknown aspect. The seen or the known aspect is very small. But the unseen or the unknown aspect of Swami is unimaginable. It is very, very, very big. How big is the power of the avatar? Those of you who are from the south part of India, you know about the great story of King Bali. The Lord appears and he says just 1 foot will cover the entire sky. So how much is the power of the avatar is the day we have to know today. Then we are able to follow and redeem ourselves. So how big is Swami's power? It is deeper than the oceans, and it's wider than the sky, which covers the whole space. One day, a devotee told him, Swami, you are an ocean of love. What he said? He replied, he said, no, ocean has a limit of its depth and width. Swami's love is boundless. It encompasses all the oceans. Can you imagine the power of all the oceans combined together is in your heart? He's sitting there with all that power. Are we able to exploit and discover that power and raise ourselves? The size and the depth and the width of all the oceans and all the energies of all the lands, of the mountains, of the plateaus combined together are but only a small fraction of his glorious manifestation. When he has written in his letter, I created the mountains, the rivers, the oceans and the universe. So we have to believe. We have to convince ourselves. We have to have faith, and we have to be able to prove this scientifically and psychologically, that only then we are happy and able to celebrate this. Because if we don't understand and are not sure in our mind of the avatar's total, the Purana avatar's glory, we cannot proceed forward from where we are today. So the first purpose of celebrating this Avatar Day is to learn and know more about His higher glory. We have to go beyond where we are now, deeper, more closer to Him, more near to Him, more intimate, and more into His infinite, smaller, very fine powers, which are invisible unless you go closer to Him. So we have to learn more and more about His glory to increase our faith, to deepen our conviction that He is the Purnavatar and the absolute personification of Godhead. You may have blind faith, that is very good. But like the people asked Him, how will you be able to tell to your children, to your friends, about your own conviction? So, how do we prove to ourselves that Baba, as God, controls the entire universe and knows the unknown? Bhagavan knows the unknown that is yet to be discovered by man. There are two things to prove this, that He knows the unknown. One is that during a public doctor's meeting in Puttaparthi, He spoke on the technical scientific points about the medical analysis of a certain subject. The doctor who had come from America for the first time, who was the chief speaker, he went to Swami and he said, Bhagwan, you have not been to school, you have not attended any medical college. How are you able to speak at a level technically, scientifically, medically higher than a doctor? Swami said in the discourse that all the principles of all the knowledge, all the theories, sarvamatta sammatayanta, that is all the theories which are there, are at my feet. I only have to pick it up. That is, the entire knowledge which is created or exists is His creation. So it belongs to Him. And we see that the unknown element of human beings is much more. There are so many diseases that we do not know. But if we follow what He has said, we don't touch those. One day, when I compiled the talks by the college students, I had the privilege to pray to Him in Puttaparthi in the interview room. I said, Bhagwan, I have thought of three names for putting on the precious lectures which the students have given. A book was compiled by the very important precious lectures which the students have given. So I gave him three names, and I mentioned that I told him this in the foreword of the book. First, I told him that the students are your saints who are reborn, so I want to put the name as the saints of Satyasai. He did not respond. Because I firmly believe that at that time and even now that each student of Sai is chosen as a saint in practice. Then I asked, since he did not respond, the second name, talks by Prashanti students. He did not respond. I gave a third name, he did not respond. Then he looked in my eyes for a while, and the divine lips opened. He said, Hira, the book's name should be Study of Satyasai. There is a great significance. He wants each one of us to study Him, to study God, to study Avatar, to study Satyasai, to benefit our lives. And the study of Satyasai will bring the untold rewards. It will bring an avalanche of the fortune that descends from the avatar. And when you study Satyasai deeper in silence, what happens? You become rich, you become prosperous, you become peaceful, and you become filled with bliss because you are able to avoid the adharma, you are able to avoid the arguments, you are able to avoid sin, and you are able to avoid ignorance by the knowledge of studying Satyasai. In the 9 codes of conduct, we have the daily study of Sai literature. Bhagavan has asked to study daily his teachings only for increasing our own power. Without study, no child is complete. Without study of the avatar, no devotee is complete. So, for our own power, for increasing our own fortune, we are able to avoid the misfortune by study of the Sai. Some people say that Baba's discourses are always the same, so if I have read a few, I can know or I can guess them all. But that is not so. Reading and studying is completely different. Study means to graduate or become a master on that subject. And so in my classes with the Japanese youth, one Vahini book takes 2 years and one chapter is studied 20 to 30 times to get to the core of Bhagavan's message. So the value and the power of an avatar is in his teachings, and the study of Satyasai brings the automatic result of practice. Because when you study Satyasai, you become wise, and therefore, without effort, automatically you select the path of sadkarma, of good action, and it turns in your best interest. So the main aspect of celebrating the Avatar Day is to ask ourselves, how much have we progressed, to tell our own self whether or not Baba is an avatar. We have to measure our own spiritual progress on every Avatar Day. Have we become more mellow? Do we have less anger? Are we restricting our diet, our desires? Are we more patient and peaceful? Are we more spiritual in our lifestyle? So we see the whole message of Shirdi Sai Baba, the entire life of Shirdi Sai Baba is put only in 2 words, which is Shraddha, that is faith, and Saburi. In the same way, the entire teaching of Bhagavan is put in the 2 lines which he just sang. That is, his first lesson was Manasa Bhajare, that is, O man, meditate on the feet of Guru that will take you across difficulties of the worldly ocean. The entire thing, meditation here on Manasa Bhajare, it means Bhajare is the chief word there. That is Bhaja and Ve Bhajan, that is, man and God combined together, they become one. So we see, to become one with our higher self is the message of the Avatar's Day. When you study deeper, you become one with it. So on this holy and auspicious day, we have to pray, but we have to pray very sincerely, very, very intensely, with great determination, that, O dear God, please bless me with the will. O dear God, please bless me with the determination. And O dear God, please bless me with the power to study Satyasai so that I can liberate myself of the ignorance and of the illusion. May I pray to all of you, sisters and brothers, to please make a decision in your own hearts, to make a firm commitment to your own self, a promise to your own self, that every day I will deeply study Satyasai. Although it is impossible to comprehend the power, it is impossible to comprehend the grandeur and the glory of Sai, at a small and the individual preliminary level, we have to try to understand how Bhagwan controls the universe, or how Bhagwan himself is the very embodiment of the universe. How can you prove that he is mother of the universe and father of the universe, technically, scientifically? So you see, one day in the Dharmakshetra, Bhagwan had come from Puttaparthi. It was the anniversary of Dharmakshetra in the month of May. It's very hot and the mangoes are very sweet in that season. The clouds came and also the crowds came. Whenever an avatar comes, always some kind of forces will try to bring the rain. It was clear that it's going to rain. I was unable to arrange for all the devotees the tent outside because the crowds were beyond the numbers that were estimated. So 2/3 of the people had no roof. So I went to Brother Shah and I just bowed down to him that I had made a big sin that I couldn't arrange in time. Everybody would get wet and Baba will be disappointed with us. So he also was very disappointed and he went to Swami's room and he knocked the door. But when he saw Swami, he did not have the courage to tell him, "Swami, can you do something with the rain?" So Swami is Antaryami. He could read what's going on in his mind. So Bhagwan went to the window, looked at the sky, and he just raised his hand. But Indulal Shah could not notice that. Swami told us later. And there was silence in the room. The look of Bhagwan on Indulal Shah implied, "Have you forgotten I am God, that I will make my devotees wet over there? So you have to come and tell me that stop the rain?" So this is the level of our interpreting the avatar. We underestimate. It did not rain at all. In the later discourse, he mentioned about Indulal Shah's concern for devotees. So I'm going to give you a few examples that how Swami controls the universe, which is known to most of you, perhaps from the books. You see, the universe is comprised of five basic elements. And this water, fire, earth, ether, and space. These five elements are controlled by the supreme power called the Sankalpa. Sang means sacred. And Kalpa is the happening. Like you have the Kalpa Vriksha. So Sankalpa is the power of making sacred things happen. At human level, the power of Sankalpa is divided into two parts. Because what you say doesn't happen. Some things happen. So the two parts of this Sankalpa at human level, one is the Ichha Shakti, that is the willpower. And the second part is the Kriya Shakti, which is the power of doing things or acting, or the power of action. Now when Swami will manifest what we call miracles, but for Swami, it is his nature. They are not miracles for him. So when he manifests the vibhuti in near and far places, how does this happen scientifically? Because he is the vibhuti avatar himself, which means he is the earth himself. When we offer our pranams as the Sarva Devi Devta, the Bhudevi, the earth is the manifestation of the avatar. So what happens is that when he materializes the vibhuti, when he is the earth himself, by his sankalpa, he transports the vibhuti through that space or through the ether. Similarly, his sankalpa will manifest the amrita, which is water, the higher level of water, sweet water, in which the sankalpa makes the water into amrita, which is the manifestation of water. So, in that way, we have the five elements. When you go to the Malaysian Science Centers, the jyoti in the old days has gone up 1 full meter high, 1 meter high. So the fire is up. I have also experienced in Japan in the year, so that's about 23 years ago, there was Julelal Sai's Bairana in Japan, and the late Dada Parasuram had come from Ulasnagar Julelal Temple to do the great Bairana in Japan. And there was some Havan ceremony. But because Japan is an island nation, the wind was so strong at the seaside, when we took the Bairana and the remains of the Yagna to put in the ocean, we could not light the arati. So I kneeled down at the ocean and I prayed, "Bhagwan, please forgive us, Swami. We will not be able to offer arati to you. You forgive this sin because we cannot control the wind." Do you know what happened? That Yagna, which was closed completely the previous day, it has come up without putting any light for 1 meter. It is able to face the typhoon winds to go through. So, the power of the avatar controls all the five elements at any time, wherever it wants to. And all the manifestation in the universe is by those five elements. So, in our human body, the five elements are existing. The look of the avatar, the power in his look, you cannot underestimate the Bhagwan's darshan. The look of his avatar when you are here sitting in front of him when the glow is coming is so powerful that it transforms the five elements inside. Why is it that those who are doing more bhajan have less sickness or less difficulties? It is because the balance of the five elements changes. So we must accept Bhagwan as a total universal phenomena with scientific studies, and once we are able to study and follow this, then life becomes so powerful and so easy that we have nothing that is unknown, and you become one with him. I want to close my talk today. I have run my time. It's the week before Diwali. I pray to Bhagwan that the Diwali, the Happy New Year, he may visit the house of each of you, and on that auspicious day of Diwali, may you be with our beloved Lord. May he bless you and your families. May he grant you good wishes. May you all be blessed with peace and divine peace. Thank you very much. Sayonara.